I want to share with my listeners that my Live Inspired jewelry line with Tiny Tags launches this week. If you want to know one thing that I've been up to while healing from all the surgeries I went through over the last 2 years, I was designing this collection. I wanted my followers who relate to the Live Inspired mantra to have a symbol that you could wear that represents resilience. So we created an arrow with the idea that sometimes you have to get pulled back in order to go forward. So I designed the line for all of you. I hope you love it as much as I do. The link to check out the collection is in my show notes and on my Instagram. At the age of 19, I lost both of my legs below the knees, which changed my life forever. It made me dig deep and build my resilience. And through that, I've been able to accomplish some amazing things. I'm a 3-time Paralympic medalist, New York Times bestselling author, Dancing with the Stars runner-up, and a world-renowned motivational speaker. I created this podcast to cheer you on and to remind you that every challenge must be met with one question. How can you not just survive life's challenges, but thrive through them? I'm Amy Purdy, and this is Bouncing Forward. So you know this podcast is Bouncing Forward. It's all about bouncing forward through our challenges and thriving through our challenges, and also about living an inspired life. So if somebody is out there who is listening, who's not feeling motivated, who's not feeling inspired, what kind of advice would you give, at least to help kind of inspire them to find the things that they're inspired by, if that makes sense?
Got it. Everybody's got that dream, that daydream that they have, or that project that they'd like to work on. And we just get bogged down with our own fear of, you know, that inner talk of I can't do it, or I don't even know how to get started, or any one of those negative narratives can pop into your head. And it's so easy to not take the first step. But oftentimes the first step is the hardest, but it breaks open the dam. It breaks open the levee and allows you to start to inch towards achieving your dreams. And so take that first step. Make sure that you spend enough time thinking about what it is that you want to achieve, and then take the first step. I mean, for us, I couldn't imagine a cooler job than I have right now. It really fills my cup. I get to snowboard, I get to skateboard, I get to do the sports that I love, and at the same time, I get to help other people live a full and happy life. So figure out how to take the first step and take it, and then see where it takes you, see where the path leads to next. And I feel like when you do take that first step, the next stone in the walkway, it appears.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so you take that first step and you're like, well, I don't know quite what I'm going to do or how I'm going to achieve it. But when you take the first step, the next step appears, and then you naturally take it, and it's becomes a progression, and right. And there it is.
Right. I think a lot of times we want to know the path is clear and laid out for us before we take that path.
Right.
We want to see like every step along the way is going to fall into place for us.
Right.
But yeah, I think this is a common kind of philosophy with everybody who I've had on the show, which sure. is you really have to take action.
Right.
And then a lot of times that's when the inspiration hits.
Absolutely.
Like you kind of have to take action before you're inspired, but then through that you get inspired.
Get inspired. Totally get that.
And then the path reveals itself.
Yeah.
If this episode inspired you, please make sure to share with someone else or on your social media. And also make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Thank you for listening to Bouncing Forward. Thank you.